This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, al-tawfiq nafi', al-qawi dafi'. Wa usalli wa usallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiy shafi'. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa tahannan wa takarram ala sayyidina Muhammad. Khayri man salla wa sam wa tahajjada wa an-nas niyam. وصل الأرحام وأحل الحلال وحرم الحرام اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا محمد الذي ملأت قلبه من جلاله وعينه من جماله فأصبح فرحا مسرورا مؤيدا منصورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما والحمد لله على ذلك. أما بعد عباد الله، اتقوا الله فيما أمر وانتهوا عما نهى عنه وزجر، وكونوا ممن تفكر واعتبر بما وعظ الله ووعد وأنذر. قد أمرنا ربنا بالتقوى كما أمر بها من قبلنا فقال: ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. ثم أما بعد، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan as a gift that teaches us how to restrain ourselves and how to remain away from violence and aggression and how to be patient in face of tribulations and problems and disasters. Mainly, how to be resistant for those who annoy and who attack us. And this morning we must have heard the news of some explosions and killing in different parts of the world. We live in a world that is full of trouble, that is full of killing, that is full of violence. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي موسى الأشعري قال: إن بين يدي الساعة لهرجا. قالوا: يا رسول الله، وما الهرج؟ قال: القتل. قال أبو موسى: إنا نقتل من المشركين في كل عام كذا وكذا. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس بقتل المشركين، وإنما يقتل الرجل جاره وابن عمه وذا قرابته. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، أو في الناس عقول يومئذ؟ أو معنا عقولنا يومئذ؟ قال: تنزع من أهل ذلك الزمان عقولهم ويبقى عوام هوام. أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Imam Ahmad narrated in his Musnad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before the day of judgment there would be a lot of haraj. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is haraj? What is that? He said, mass killing. And Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari thought that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about their own battles with the disbelievers. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, we kill this and that number of disbelievers every year. And for those who don't know how many people have been killed in the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 29 battles, long years of fighting, there is 1,060 people. That is the total mortalities of all the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you distribute that actually to the 10 years the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, we're talking about 100 people. And if you even distribute that, that's about 8 people being killed every month. Nowadays we live at a time where mass killing and mass murder is becoming a phenomenon. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be mass killing before the day of judgment. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, we do kill this number and that number of the disbelievers every year. So is that what you're referring to as mass killing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a time when a person will be killing his neighbor, will be killing his cousin, and will be killing his relative. So Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu thought that this is quite difficult to conceive, this is quite difficult to conceptualize, to absorb, and to mentally and intellectually accept. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, will we have our minds in place on that day? Will we be in the right state of mind? He could not imagine how can a person kill his cousin, kill his neighbor, kill his relative, while he's still in his good state of mind. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be in a good state of mind on that day? He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the minds of the people of that time will be taken away from them. That the minds of the people of that time will be taken away from them. So they will not be in the right state of mind when they do that. They'll be either indoctrinated or intoxicated or brainwashed or will be led to believe something which is completely untrue. And they will be led to believe that this is their way to paradise, killing themselves and killing their relatives. And this is something that was one of the characteristics of Jahiliyyah. The people of Jahiliyyah, they used to kill their own daughters. They used to kill their own blood relatives. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people of that time will not be in the right state of mind. Their minds will depart from them. They will not have their minds in place. And who will be remaining? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only the awam, the masses, the uneducated, the people who don't have enough knowledge to know what is right and what is wrong, will be there. In another hadith narrated also by Sayyidina al-Imam Ibn Hibban, narrated by Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا وَهَوًا مُتَّبَعًا وإعجاب كل ذي رأي برأيه ودنيا مؤثرة. If you see stinginess, obey. People listen to their own stinginess. They are not willing to give. They are not willing to help. They are not willing to contribute. إذا رأيت شحا مطاعا وهوى متبعا. People follow their own desires. They listen to their own whims and inclinations and desires, lowly desires. إذا رأيت شحا مطاعا وهوى متبعا. وَدُنْيَا مُؤْثَرَ. And people prefer this dunya. Their main focus, their main interest is into dunya. And what is in this dunya? They don't plan for their akhirah. They don't care about others. They don't care about the society. They don't care about human life and the sacredness of human life. وَهَوَا مُؤْثَرَ وَدُنْيَا مُؤْثَرَ وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And everyone is happy with his own opinion. People not listening to scholars and qualified people. People not respecting scholars. Everyone making himself the sheikh of himself. Everyone making himself the mufti of himself. Everyone putting himself in a position of evaluating and devaluating. Putting this up and putting this down. Thinking that this person is a scholar and this person is not a scholar. And the person who's talking himself, he has no qualifications whatsoever to decide that. وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. Everyone is happy with his own opinion. What he thinks to be true, he believes that it is the absolute truth. And anything else is wrong. So what should we do in that situation, Ya Rasulullah? He said, وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ فَعَلَيْكَ بِخُوَيْصَةِ نَفْسِهِ. Stick to yourself. Stick to your family. Stick to your close relatives. Focus on the hard work that you have to do on your children and on your close and proximate relatives. Don't contribute to that. Don't add, don't fan the flames of the fire. Don't add to the trouble. فَعَلَيْكَ بِخُوَيْصَةِ نَفْسِكَ وَاعْتَزِلْ كُلَّ الْفِرَقَ كُلَّهَا. Stay away from all of these groups. Stay away from all of these people. Stay away from those who contribute to the bloodshed. Stay away from those who contribute to the killing. Stay away from those who contribute to violence. Stay away from all of this. عَلَيْكَ بِخُوَيْصَةِ نَفْسِكَ. In another riwayah by Ibn Hibban as well, he says, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ ذَلِكَ الصَّبْرُ. What is beyond that is patience. Be patient. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الْقَابِضُ فِيهِ عَلَى دِينِكَ الْقَابِضِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. You will be holding, you're holding to your principles and to your deen, and to this position of staying away from everyone and not contributing to that will be as difficult as holding to a brand of fire. It will be as difficult as holding to a brand of fire. People will not leave you alone. People will not let you say that. They will accuse you of all sorts of things. of being passive, of being negative, of being not engaged, of having to have an opinion. You don't have to have an opinion. This is what we call manhaj al-salama, the way of safety, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to his companions, and he instructed us to stick to at this time. That is, as the ulama explained it further, they said salamatu al-lisani min al-dhamb, that the tongue is safe from disgrace. Don't disgrace people. Don't talk bad about them in a way that justifies for somebody else to kill them or to shed their blood. وَسَلَامَةُ الْيَدِ مِنَ الدَّمِ, and saving the hand from blood. Saving the tongue from disgrace and saving the hand from blood. This is the way of the Prophet ﷺ. And if you ever have to engage, you have to engage in a positive way, which we will mention in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which we'll narrate in this coming khutbah in a minute, inshaAllah. So this is the way the Prophet ﷺ has instructed us to deal with the difficulties of this time, with the problems and the challenges of this time. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that holding to your faith and holding to your principle and holding to that will be similar to holding to a brand of fire, because everyone will be grilling you with their tongues. Everyone will be chewing you with their teeth. Everyone will be telling you off and calling you names. And as part of the manhaj of this way of safety and saving people and saving the society, you don't have to contribute to the mass killing. You don't have to contribute to the haraj or the maraj. And there are two languages, either saying harj wa marj or haraj wa maraj. Like saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this time before the day of judgment will be characterized with harj and marj. Say the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu said, what is harj and what is marj, O Messenger of Allah? He said, al-harj al-qatl, that harj is killing. Wal-marj al-kadhib, and marj is lying. There will be a lot of lying and a lot of killing, and a lot of lying to justify the killing. We definitely live at this time where the Prophet ﷺ has described with all these terms and various other terms, which have unfortunately been neglected by people and by a lot of ulama who don't actually talk about this area of the books of Sunan of the Prophet ﷺ that deal with the end of time. And that is very necessary for the Muslim to navigate his way through the difficult moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from tribulation. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله خير من حمد الله وهلله. اللهم صل عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, عباد الله, اتقوا الله تعالى كما أمركم بالتقوى. فقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله, فخاطب بها الناس فقال يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has commanded us in those days, in these days that we're living in, to stay away from helping the mess and contributing to the mess. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given some keys to deal with the tribulation. We are actually short in time to talk expansively about that, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a very beautiful hadith talking about the seven initiatives. The seven initiatives of dealing with the difficult times. بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبْعًا. Initiate seven good initiatives at times of tribulation. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. Because you're not waiting except for poverty that will make people forget their faith. Eliminate poverty, we can say. Eliminate poverty, because poverty eliminates faith. Poverty makes people unfree to practice their own faith and their own religions and what they believe in. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا. Or richness that makes people arrogant and abuse others. and persecute them. هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مهرما, or disease that makes the person sick, that makes the person old, grow older, the spread of diseases and the spread of plagues and the spread of massive diseases which the Prophet ﷺ has prophesied. Fight diseases, help in eliminating diseases. أو هرما مفندا, or old age that will make people desert their parents and forsake them because they have become a social load upon them, and they will put them in old aged houses and they will get rid of them. هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا أو هرما مفندا أو موتا مفنيا, or death that will eliminate people, this massive killing. أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر, or the Dajjal that is the worst individual to be awaited for. This is the worst individual to await for, because he will pave his way to arrival in this earth by placing all of these diseases and problems. This poverty and this extreme richness, these diseases and this killing, and these old age problems, aging problems. We live in a world where the aging community in many countries are quite a challenge. There are countries, and the Prophet ﷺ related one to one. So the Prophet ﷺ related disease to poverty, and related old age to richness. And there is a lot of luxurious countries, countries that have got luxury and economic wealthy countries that complain of old age problems, that the aging community and the aging sectors in the community are much. أو موت المفنية أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فالساعة أدهى وأمر, or you waiting for the day of judgment, it is very severe. It is worse than a Dajjal and worse than anything else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to engage in a positive way and look for what brings benefit to humanity, regardless of race, religion, and anything else. And at the same time, he commanded us to stay away from fanning the flames of fitna, from contributing to the bloodshed, and contributing to evaluating or devaluating people, focusing on oneself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us at these difficult times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our ummah from the troubles and the tribulations. May subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being contributors to the mass killing and the bloodshed. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تدفع عنا العناء والوباء وأن تحفظنا من كل ما خبا وأن تصلح لنا في الآخرة والأولى. اللهم تولنا بحفظك واشملنا بعنايتك وأفض علينا من رحمتك وبركتك. اللهم واقبضنا وأنت راض عنا واختم لنا بخاتمة الحسنى. اللهم بارك في المسلمين في هذه البلاد وفي كل البلاد, وانشر فيها أنوارهم وأسرارهم وبركاتهم يا كريم. اللهم اجمع القلوب عليهم واحفظهم من مضلات الفتن ومن أسباب الهلك يا كريم. اللهم اجعلنا وإياهم في حزبك وحرزك وكنفك وأمنك, واحفظنا وإياهم بما حفظت به أوليائك وأهل ودك. عباد الله, أن الله يأمركم بثلاث وينهاكم عن ثلاث: يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى, وينهاكم عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي, ويعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم. أهل السلام.